I want to take just a moment here on the show to stand up and address this one woman. There is one woman who is trying to hurt me. And we can disagree. That's fine. But one woman is going out of her way to try to hurt me because she disagrees with me. She actually called the show a while back. I think it's the same woman. And apparently she listens every single day. So you know who you are. When she's called the show, she sounds like she's in some state of mentally induced, I don't know, something. It just doesn't seem normal when she calls. And nobody should take this person seriously. Nobody. Because it's just, it's one woman. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's different reasons why people, you know, really dislike you to the point where they want to get back at you. I don't even want to bring that up. But anyway, it's just, there's no reason to ever believe this one woman because she's just on this ridiculous vendetta. And she's one person. And it's just sad to me. I haven't done anything to hurt anybody. I've never said I hate Donald Trump. I've never spread hate on this show. And if people hate as a result of me having an opinion, then that's on them. By expressing my opinions, I'm just doing what is a very American thing to do. I'm expressing my opinions. That's all I'm doing on this show. It's not my goal to tell you who to vote for. It's not my goal. I don't go as far as Fox News goes. Fox News will tell you who to vote for. They'll tell you who you have to vote for. CNN, MSNBC, they'll tell you who you have to vote for. I don't do that. I express opinions. And sometimes people don't like the messenger because they don't like the message. I don't make up the messages. I don't make up stuff and talk about it on the show. Every day I talk about the top issues. I talk about things that are going on. Donald Trump puts himself in the news every day. We talk about that. He is the Republican nominee. If I didn't talk about Donald Trump, people would complain about that. I also know that in this business that I'm in, I can't make everybody happy. And I'm not trying to make everybody happy. But by the standards by which radio is judged, this show is highly successful. Very successful. And it's because of all of you listening. And the people who agree with this show are plentiful. The people who love for there to be an alternative. The number's huge. But then there are people who don't agree with me, who listen also, who tune in because it's fun for them to listen to another opinion, another point of view. And talk radio across this country is dominated by conservative talk. This show provides an alternative. Strong businesses, successful businesses always look for an alternative to what's being offered. And this is an alternative. And I've explained this before, but I feel the need to bring this up again. Because when I look at some of the things on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, I see some of the texts that come in. What we have lost in this country is the ability to respect each other's opinions. And I talked about this the other day. But I'm just reminded again at how difficult it is to convince people to be respectful of other people's opinions. I wrote a blog. It's still getting hits on my website, still getting comments on my Facebook page about personalized politics and about how personalized politics has become. And if you express an opinion about a candidate that somebody supports, it's like you're attacking their family. It's like you're attacking them. Not the candidate. You're attacking the very core of who they are. And when I talk about politics and I talk about my opinions, that's not my goal. I'm not trying to attack individuals. And I'm just, I'm amazed at the people who give me credit for spreading hate that led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That's nothing more than people looking for somebody to blame. They want to manifest their hate and anger. And it's ridiculous. This is nothing more than a show that expresses opinions. And I would think that we can get to the point where we don't have to agree, but we can at least respect each other's opinions. And if we can't, that's a very sad day for this country. I appreciate those of you who listen who don't agree with me. I appreciate you. And I love those of you who agree with me. I love those of you who support this show and see this show as an alternative to the other shows that have it covered. I mean, they are just one way alone. And I'll make this point again. I am more conservative than I am liberal. But in this country today, with the political temperature the way it is, I can be for lower taxes, smaller government, welfare reform, personal accountability, a successful, powerful military. I can be for all five of those things. But if I support same-sex marriage, oh, you're some kind of liberal lunatic. Really? Out of five things, one thing I might be liberal on. And by the way, I don't think I'm liberal on that issue. As I've said many times, I think I'm conservative on that issue because conservative ideology, true conservatives say the government should not be involved in your life. And the government should not tell two people who they can or cannot marry. The government should not tell people what clothes they should wear. That's up to the individual. And that comes from true conservative ideology. So when I speak those truths and people get upset, it's not my fault for speaking those truths. It's just so different because people, a lot of people, are funneled into this echo chamber of conservative ideology, from websites to shows to everything. And all they hear is this one point of view. So if I bring up something that's different, the assumption is, well, you just made that up. No, I don't make stuff up. I just talk about what I see as the truth and facts. I get things wrong sometimes because I'm human. But if I make a mistake, I correct it right away. And it's just fascinating that people think that one set of truths is the only truth that exists. And so when they hear something from me, they think I made it up because they didn't hear it in their conservative echo chamber. The cul-de-sac of conservative ideology, as I call it. But just because you haven't heard it from these other conservative media outlets doesn't mean it's not true. And based on the same principles that you support conservative media, why would you not support that I have an equal right to express my opinions?